Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The scribe knew his exegesis. He knew his systematics. He probably knew church history and maybe even knew some practical things. Jesus, however, paid him a left-handed compliment. Despite all his knowledge, Jesus said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." What was missing in that scribe's understanding was nothing less than Jesus himself. Jesus is the one who loves the Lord God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus is the one who loves neighbor as self. Jesus, the one who is going to the cross to pay the price for all the times when we do not fulfill the law of God. Jesus of Nazareth, true man but also true God, was going to be raised, ascend, and pour out his spirit so that scribes and students and the professors and even an itinerant preacher would not only be near the kingdom of God, but drawn into it. A dear person who was about 20 years ahead of me in the ministry and since has entered into glory, once remarked that he thought that God called into the pastoral office those who were especially weak in faith so that we might have better occasion to be surrounded by things holy. Now, is that true? I don't know. Only the good Lord does. But for me, that was a very salutary thing to hear because it reminded me that I by nature am that scribe. I may be close with my knowledge and understanding, but I cannot by my own come into the kingdom. We pray, "Thy kingdom come." And Luther reminds us that the kingdom of God comes of itself without our prayer. But we pray, students, seminarians, professors, itinerant preacher, scribes, we pray that the kingdom of God would come to us also. That kingdom is the kingdom of Christ. And the kingdom of Christ is nothing less than a righteous heart and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a strange thing to me, but the ministry of the gospel is also a fantastic learning experience for us what the law is all about. We say and we urge our congregations to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, but we ourselves do not do that. We talk about loving neighbor as self, but many a time we love our neighbor selectively and only for what we can get out of that love for ourselves. We lead the confession that says, "I believe," but you know very well as I do, our faith is not always so rock solid. And we love to exalt about in Him we live and move and have our being. But even for servants of the word, scribes of the things holy, it just isn't always that way. What a paradox that the ministry of the gospel drives the law painfully into our consciousness. And so we need to be brought into the kingdom. We need the gift of the Holy Spirit who imparts through word and sacrament that righteousness which we do not have of ourselves. And the gift of the Holy Spirit and righteousness came to us long ago in holy baptism. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified by the Spirit of our God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that baptism sets God's people on a life of learning. It has to be true that way for all God's people. Baptism leads to teaching and learning, and teaching and learning leads to baptism again. But for us, the scribes, that is especially true. For having been brought that critical distance from being near the kingdom into the kingdom by baptism, we are blessed to have a life that is consumed with teaching and learning what kingdom life is all about. I have been in the ministry now for 20 years, and a lot of things have happened in those years, but one thing that strikes me is that more and more my life as a servant in the church is about my learning and discovering what it all means. What the exegesis, what the systematics, the historical and practical studies, what does this all really mean about me and God who has drawn me into his kingdom? I have a great concern, obviously, for the welfare of the souls that are out there in the church and in the field. That's part of the job. But after 20 years, more and more, I'm taking to heart what the apostle said, Dale, work out your own salvation in fear and in trembling. And I must say that as I work on that and then share my learning and my discoveries of the richness that God gives us in baptism and in gospel, the more I am satisfied, the more I have joy, and the more I am content in this ministry than I have ever been in 20 years. I have two daughters, and the youngest daughter is 15 years old, a sophomore in high school down in Southern Illinois. And she has been gifted with the ability to run. She's on the track and the cross-country team. And like a lot of gifts that God gives, it's not only the gift, but she has applied herself in a very disciplined, focused way to be the best runner that she can. Last evening, my wife told me that little Katie ran in a race, a cross-country race, and she covered the 2 miles of the cross-country course in 11 minutes and 32 seconds. And that's really carrying the mail pretty fast for anybody. She's a leader, and leadership has its privileges, but leadership also has its responsibilities. It's not easy being the first one in a cross-country race. 2 weeks ago, Katie was leading the pack through the woods and the trees and whatever was all out there, and she got lost because she didn't know the way. And when she finally discovered that she was lost, she had to hustle for all she could simply to finish a weak second. Leadership has its privileges, but it also has its burdens. And we, seminarians, professors, itinerant preachers, and scribes, we are in leadership positions in the church. But that imposes upon us the burden of knowing the way, and knowing the truth, and knowing the life. Is it true that God calls into pastoral ministry men who are weak in faith so that they might be more exposed to things holy? Like I said, I don't know. But I do know that that has been a salutary warning in my life. And this scribe, for one, who by nature is not far from the kingdom of God, but still by nature out of it. This scribe prays, thy kingdom come. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.